Peace Out is a Bedtime FM production. Check out our other stories podcast called Storytime. Great original stories by writers from all over the world. Subscribe to Storytime on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also check it out on our website, bedtime.fm. This is Peace Out. Stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I write and narrate each story, and my friends Rob Griffiths and Jess Judd edit everything and add in the beautiful music that you're listening to right now. Our friends Kala and Chuff are almost at the top of the Treasure Mountain. They can see the peak right around the corner. They're so excited because it's been a long journey to get here. But they're making great progress now and moving quickly up. Today, they noticed that a Himalayan marmot was following them. His name is Chuck, and he has brown fur and looks like a groundhog. Actually, Himalayan marmots are related to groundhogs. Chuck is very friendly and very chatty. At first, Kala and Chuff liked talking to Chuck as they climbed. It made the time pass by faster. But he has not stopped talking. And now he thinks it's funny to run ahead, hide, and jump out to scare Kala. How do you think Kala and Chuff feel about this? How would you feel about it? Let's pause there and do the calm down countdown. It's important to take some time every day to pause and notice how you're feeling right then. Like checking in on yourself to make sure that you're okay. So imagine that your day is like a movie. And now close your eyes and pretend to press the pause button on your imaginary screen. Everything has stopped now. Keep your eyes closed and take deep breaths in and out. Breathe in and out. Notice how you're feeling right now. Do you feel tired? Happy? Uncomfortable? Just right? Whatever you're feeling, just notice it, and now let it float away. Keep breathing as we count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Sometimes people will annoy or bother us. Sometimes they don't know they're bothering us. And sometimes they do know and may be trying to get our attention in any way they can. Or they may be doing it because they think it's funny or fun. Whatever the reason, if it's bothering you, like how Chuck is bothering Kala, the first thing to do is speak up. You can tell them to stop. Pause for a moment. Calm yourself down if you need to. And then in a calm, but firm, strong tone, say, "Stop." Or you can be more specific and say, "Stop scaring us. We don't like it." So let's sit up tall now. Put out one hand like you're saying stop. Start to move your hand in a circle. Let the circle get bigger and a little bigger. Now switch directions and let your circle get smaller and smaller and stop. Rest that hand on your knee and lift up your other hand. Start moving it in a circle, letting it get bigger and bigger. Switch directions now, getting smaller and smaller, and stop. You can put your hand down now. Calla asked Chuck to stop jumping out and scaring her. She doesn't think it's funny, and it's distracting them from climbing the mountain. But Chuck keeps doing it. He's laughing because he thinks it's hilarious. He's not listening. Another thing you can do when someone's bothering you is to try ignoring them or walking away if you can. Sit up tall again. Roll your shoulders back. Close your eyes if they aren't already. Lift your chin so that it is parallel to the floor. And now slowly turn your head to one side, just as far as you can without straining your neck. And now look forward again. And now turn your head to the other side, as far as you can without straining your neck. And forward again. Let's try that one more time. Turn your head to one side. And now look forward. To the other side. And forward again. Good. Well, Calla tried to ignore it, but it's hard to ignore someone jumping out and shouting at you. So she tried to get ahead of Chuck, but he keeps following her. Here's one more thing you can try. Ask someone for help. This will usually be a grown-up like your teacher or parent. Calla's mom is not here, but Chuff is. And Chuff is a big snow leopard. Snow leopards are predators, and usually prey on Himalayan marmots. And even though Chuff is actually a vegetarian, Chuck doesn't know that. So Calla asked Chuff for help. Let's lay down on the floor now. Put your knees up and keep your feet flat on the floor. Put your arms up in front of you and now reach up to your knees, lifting your head and shoulders off the floor. You'll need to use your stomach muscles to lift your upper body up too, like a sit-up. If you aren't able to do this, but are in a seated position, try lifting your arms up high and then reach forward and go back again. Okay, so this time, when you're laying on the floor or have your arms above your head, take a deep breath in, and as you reach up and forward to your knees, or simply reach forward, breathe out. Lay back again and take a deep breath in, and breathe out as you reach forward. Lay back again and breathe in, and breathe out as you reach forward. You can keep doing this at your own pace for the next few moments. Chuff asks that everyone stop, and she had a talk with Chuck. Chuck finally saw that both Calla and Chuff were very serious, and he apologized to Calla and said that he would stop. Calla forgave him, and they decided to part ways, Calla and Chuff going on, and Chuck going back to his burrow. You can stop now. Stretch out. Close your eyes. Deep breaths in and out. So the next time someone is annoying you or bothering you, remember the three steps. The first one, tell them to stop. Number two, if that doesn't work, try to ignore them or even walk away if you can. And number three, if that doesn't work, ask a grown-up that you trust for help. I hope that's helpful. And while we can feel annoyed and bothered by others, remember that sometimes we might be bothering other people too. So don't forget to also pause to see how your words or actions are making other people feel. They may not tell you to stop or even say anything that will let you know that you're bothering them. But if you really pay attention to how their face changes or their body language, maybe are they turning away from you? That may give you a clue as to how they're feeling. This can be pretty hard though, and it's something some might find harder than others. So another thing you can do is ask your friend or your brother or sister if they're okay with what you're doing and give them a chance to tell you. Listen to yourself, your mind and your body, and listen to others. And thank you for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within.